Do you find yourself constantly getting in your own way and sabotaging your success? Have you ever asked yourself, why? Why am I running from the best version of myself? Why? Why am I not allowing what people said about me to stop me from believing what I can be? Why? Why do we continue to do this to ourselves? Well, in today's life-changing episode, we're going to do a deep dive in the most common, and I do mean common, self-sabotaging behaviors that's holding you back from reaching your full potential as a project manager. Do you mind if I share a story with you? I have a really big heart for the rejected, the misfits, the ones that they said that didn't get it right, the individuals that really give it their all. They don't try, they do, because I was one of them, and still I am one of those people. And being a misfit, being someone that didn't get it right on the first time, maybe the second time or third time, we have something what you call fight. And I see a lot of times where I've worked with a project coordinator or a project manager, and they've been rejected from, let's say, the A team. And being rejected, then they come over, they send them over to me to work with them, to coach with them. And one of the things that I always, right away, I find out what the issue is in 2 seconds, maybe a minute or less, is what I'm going to share here with you today. And I will actually point it out. And it's going to come up so fast. And then it's also another point at the end that you really want to pay attention to. Yes, I'm going to have you listen to the whole video. However, you know, you can skip it, but you're going to want to listen to this whole thing, because family, this is important. No, matter of fact, this is imperative, because a lot of times we get in our own way and we're not even realizing we're getting in our own way. We always say that we want something, we need something, we want to develop a project, or excuse me, lead a project, and we are afraid, and which is nothing wrong with that, but we're going to have to still be afraid and step into it anyhow. So let's get into my 8-point framework. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart, intelligent folks out there, listen, that just means Ed. I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job today is to unpack today's episode, which is entitled Self-Sabotage, Why Project Managers Need to Get Out Their Own Way. Here we go. Let's work, family. Point number one, fear of success. Message, if you're new to this episode, anytime I say message, this is a point you want to stop. This is where you want to stop doing what you're doing. Put aside all distractions and pay closely attention, because there's going to be a jewel. There's going to be something that's going to arrest your attention in a way that's going to make you want to say, that does make sense. Fear of success. Family, I don't know about you, but I fell into this trap as well. Why I call it a trap? Because I set the trap myself, meaning that I was so nervous and so fearful of the success that I could have that I didn't take action. I should have created a YouTube channel a long time ago. I should have been doing project management YouTube information a long time ago. Should have been coaching and mentoring a long time ago. But the fear of success, of what happens if I get these people, or I get my mentees, to really have the success that I've had, to get the success that I've seen others have, what will happen there? So what I've noticed is that I had to re-examine my beliefs. I had to re-examine my attitude towards success, and understanding that there are more, sometimes, family, there are more internal conflicts than there are external. That's the gem right there. That's the jewel. Meaning that sometimes we get in a fight with our own self so much that external, it doesn't matter. And it's the reason why the external conversations trigger us the way that it does, because we're having those internal conversations. So we have to understand those internal conversations we have to fix. We have to repair now. We have to repair these limited beliefs that are holding us back. And because at any moment, at any point, I don't care how high or low you are, you can fall into this fear of success trap. Let's move on to point number two, fear of failure. Listen, I've seen so many amazing project managers and project coordinators all up the ladder that was so afraid of failing because of the perceived or fake perceived consequences. A lot of times they've created these consequences for themselves, and you'll turn around and talk with the let's say the PMO VP or PMO director or even their direct manager, and they'll be like, no, I expected some things were not going to go right. That's what makes it a project. And anyway, if you are in a career where you're not able to make some mistakes and learn from them, and your manager or leader is not coaching you and leading you to it. Wait a minute, let me park here parenthetically. I'm sorry, family. This might be one of those that you're going to say, ED, you done gone too far. And I'm going to say, you're right. But listen, if you are a leader, I love what John Maxwell talks about. A leader influences. You have to influence and impact your team. And that's why as a project manager and you're leading your team, you have to influence and impact your team. You have to let them know, hey, I understand you made a mistake here. What did you learn from it? How can I support you? And let me show you how I'm going to support you. So I think it's important, family, that we pay attention to that, because a lot of times many people are held back from the fear of failing, which keeps them in a comfort zone and truly hinders their progress. I can't remember the person who said this, so I apologize if I can't give you the credit, but you deserve the credit. This is not my original thought. They said that you have to learn how to be comfortable in an uncomfortable position or uncomfortable space. I don't know about you, family, but every time that I've grown, every time that I've stretched, every time that I've gotten better, it was in an uncomfortable situation. I didn't want to get on camera because I was uncomfortable, not with being on camera, but what would people say about me? Are they going to troll me? Are they going to do little things like that? I didn't want to do a podcast because I was like, oh, are they going to listen to it? All of these things I'm creating, and I didn't even put anything out. So you have to have the confidence, the strength to know, hey, I'm not that great right now. That's why I'm going to do the work. If when you do the work, the opportunities have a, it's funny how when you do the work, the opportunities have a way of finding you. So I just challenge you, family, to reframe failure as a learning opportunity and a necessary step toward success, and celebrate your courage and resilience in facing your fears and taking calculated risk. Let's move on to point number 3. Oh, this is my favorite. Message: perfectionism. To all my perfect people out there that loves to cross the T's and dot the I's, I'm talking to you. Okay, I used to be one of you guys, but I had a mentor. I got a coach. I got a best friend named Phil that talked me out of this. He said, you know, this is the lesson that I learned in working with Phil, is that we'll have a concept, and then we'll go straight into whether recording a video, whether putting together content, whatever that is. And the importance of that is really to really make you uncomfortable to be able to be comfortable. Remember what I shared with you earlier? You're like, okay, you're talking too fast there. I get a little excited. I apologize. What I mean by that is, family, is that just going live and actually talking about a subject that you know, you'll find out you know more than what you thought you knew because of the questions that are being asked to you, because of the information that is being pulled out of you. And you're like, oh man, I didn't even think about that. Hey, what about this? And the conversation sounds so much fluider versus it being scripted, versus it being a conversation where you could tell, like, yeah, they're not into it. So I love those opportunities because that's when my passion kick in. And at first, I'll be transparent with you, I was nervous just like anybody else. I was like, oh, can I do this? If, you know, what if this happens? What if that happens? So perfectionism is people, what happens when you get caught up in the perfectionism, guess what you start to do? You start to procrastinate. Guess what you start to do? You start to overthink. Guess what you start to do? You become burnt out because you're so stressed out because it's not perfect enough. It's not what you thought, whatever your definition of perfection. But you see, you have to understand that you need to get the work out there and then reiterate, meaning that just like if you were running a scrum project, a scrum, leading, if you was using a scrum framework, being able to run sprints in a sense of saying, okay, I'm gonna put this first version out. Let me see how they like. Okay, they don't like that piece. Okay, let's move this. Let's change this. Let's put it out. Okay, they don't like that either. Let me just, oh, they like that. This is what works. So I'm saying all of this, family, because of the fact that perfectionism can really truly be a double-edged sword for project managers, especially when you're driving high standards, but also creating unrealistic expectations. And this is my favorite, self-imposed pressure. You know, I'm all about, I'll put more pressure on myself than I'll allow anyone externally to put on me. I'm a big proponent of that. That way, whatever pressure you're coming with, it's going to be a walk in the park for me. It's going to be a skip to my loo to me. It's not going to mean anything because I've already put enough pressure on myself. I've already put enough stress, healthy stress on myself to be able to lead this project successfully. So again, I want you to celebrate your progress, your successes along the way, and not go for being perfect. Embrace these mistakes, embrace these failures, and again, find valuable opportunities for growth. We're here to grow. You can't grow if you don't make a mistake. You can't grow if you can't learn from your losses and your failures. Let's move on to point number 4, negative self-talk. Listen, we have to understand the stories that we tell ourselves will harm us more than when anybody else in this world can say. And I stand on that. And anybody want to challenge me, I accept your challenge, because we cause more harm to ourselves emotionally, especially as project managers. We can get caught up in the self-criticism. You see where I'm going with this, family? The self-criticism can create a vicious cycle of self-doubt, which impacts us in leading a project, because now we're doubting if we have the capability, the capacity to actually lead. Then we start self-sabotaging ourselves, and then it prevents us from actually taking on a risk and asserting ourselves as the leader of this project. So family, we have to take the moment. We have to take the opportunity to believe in our own abilities. Here's an actionable step for this. And, you know, I'm still working through this, but everyone, I say once every 2 weeks, I've done it, but I need to get better at it. And I've shared that with you guys over and over, because one of the things here and when I'm delivering this content, I want to ensure that I'm very transparent. I don't want to share anything with you that I'm not actually doing. I don't want to make up something or sell you something that sounds good because it makes you feel good. No. This is therapy for me. This is an opportunity to really help someone out there, or help people that really want to make a change, make a difference in their lives. So this is what I would recommend, is develop a list of positive affirmations or mantras that you can really counteract the negative self-talk and reinforce your strengths, your values, your goals as a project manager. Let's move on to point number 5, lack of boundaries. Listen, as project managers, we may often feel pressured to say yes to every request, every demand. And this leads to an unsuitable workload. And we end up sacrificing our own health, relationship, as well as having a balance of work in life. I've seen it before. There's been many times where I didn't use the word no. I would take on all these projects and I just didn't have the bandwidth. I mean, when my day started, it started and it was just back-to-back meetings. And then at the end of the day, I'm working on the admin stuff and looking over my notes from all the different meetings and everything. Finally, I had to say, listen, I went to my leader and I said, listen, I appreciate the confidence that you have in me. And especially this, family, if there's other project manager, you work in 5 projects and they work in 1 or 2 and they're not major projects they're not major projects, because never mind, that's a whole different conversation. But seriously, it just made me realize that I was like, listen, this is not going to work. I need some assistance. Either bring another project coordinator on to support me from an admin standpoint, and I could develop them into a project manager at the same time, or something has to change, because you giving me 5 projects and you gave John 2. And there's no type of balance. His is, you know, a 6-month, 3-month project. What else is he doing at that time? So you have to have the ability to set your boundaries, because when there's a lack of boundaries, especially if you're a go-getter project manager and you don't learn, or you don't want to use the word no, it's gonna stress you out, family. So here's another tactic that I want to share with you, because, you know, here we want to make sure we give you tactics and actionable items. I just don't want to talk at you. I want you to be able to take this knowledge and then apply it. So develop like a self-care plan that includes regular breaks, rest, exercise, just basically any activity to help you rejuvenate you, and make them non-negotiable. One of the things I do is I'll put it in my calendar. If there's something that I really know I need to get to, I'll put it into my calendar and ensure that I do it and block it off and say, hey, look, this is the time that I need, that I allowed it. You know I'm here, you see me online, but I just go into do not disturb. All right, let's move on to point number 6, lack of self-reflection. You know, project managers who lack self-reflection may operate on more of an autopilot type mode, making decisions based on external expectations or pressures. And this truly can lead to a lack of fulfillment, lack of engagement, and personal growth, to be honest with you. One of the things that you want to be able to do, here's an actionable step. Again, setting aside dedicated time for self-reflection. First, let's unpack what self-reflection is. I apologize for that. Self-reflection is sitting, I don't know if you want to be quiet, if you want to have some mute, whatever works for you, because I've seen it work different ways out people, but self-reflection for me is really taking the time out to sit and look at my day, look at the week at the end of the week. What did I do well? What didn't I do well? Just like if it's a lesson learned register, you're asking these type of questions, but directed at yourself. Because when you set aside a dedicated time for self-reflection, this really prompts, you know, questions to think about your experiences. It really prompts questions to think about your feelings and your thoughts, because it's important to address all of that, because that way, if you're in a heated discussion, you're keeping your calm. You're being calm while the other person is losing their cool. And people are like, man, what's going on with ED? He was very calm, very professional. The other person was very disrespectful, and he still stayed the course. Now, I'm not telling you to be a doormat. What I'm saying is the importance of having the ability to find things that will allow you to understand where you're at in your journey in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Let's move on to point number 7. This is my favorite message. I start on Monday. I'm sorry, family, because we all have done it. I'll start on Monday, better known as procrastination. I am a walking billboard for that. Like, oh, you know what? I'll just start on Monday. You know, it could be Tuesday. Well, I'll start next week Monday, and Monday come around and you know what happens there. But listen, procrastination can be really truly a major, major form of self-sabotage, especially for project managers, because what ends up happening is you start missing deadlines. Your work is truly rushed. And then watch this, family. It starts building up increased stress levels and anxiety. So one of the things I recommend as an actionable step is really start breaking down daunting tasks into smaller, manageable steps and using time management techniques like the Pomodoro technique or time blocking. I'll tell you one of the techniques that I use. I use what you call do not disturb. I also use a technique, and I'm being serious. I know it sounds weird, but I put my phone into do not disturb when I am working on something that really truly requires my thought, and I won't procrastinate on it. All right, family, let's move on to point number 8, resistance to feedback. Listen, family, I understand that there's a difference between, there's a difference between feedback and constructive criticism. Okay, let me tell you what the difference is. Feedback is somebody saying, hey, these are my thoughts on basically what you've done. Constructive criticism, this is my own opinion, the way that I look at it. And again, it may be different. Constructive criticism, I believe that you take a deeper dive into what the feedback that you're giving. But there's also another one that I'm making up on the fly where you have people that really don't have their best the best intentions for you. And when they don't have the best intentions for you, they will give you misdirection with misdirection advice. That's what I was looking for. When they give you misdirection advice, you have to be able to be professional enough to understand, is this misdirection advice or is this really feedback or constructive criticism? And only you can gauge that, because you have to understand, because you also first have to understand the person you're working with or the team, the stakeholders that you're working with. Because when project managers who resist or are resistant to feedback may miss out on some valuable insights or perspectives, which could lead to opportunities to improve their skill set, their performance, as well as you may start to alienate, you know, your team members and your stakeholders. All right, family, my last and final point, which is my bonus for you today, is lack of delegation. I struggle with this still, but still having the ability, project managers who struggle with delegation may feel that they have the need to control every aspect of the project. I am guilty of that, family, and it's a lot of project managers who are guilty of that. But one thing I've learned to do over the time is to really let go. Reason why I do it slowly. Like, I don't just say here, but I find ways to delegate small things until I can have the confidence in the person I'm delegating the information to. Because when you have a lack of delegation, I'm going to be honest with you, family, you become a bottleneck to your team. You become an individual where the work is not spread evenly, and you may, as a project manager, start developing resentment because you're like, well, why is this person not doing this? Why are they just sitting back? Why am I just talking the whole time in this meeting? This is a team meeting. We all need to be participating here. So by really delegating, you truly will have an opportunity. And I'll be honest with you, once I had a team that was solid, I had confidence in them, I was like, okay, I'm delegating. It really built trust, and it really empowered the team to really give them an autonomy to make some decisions and really learn and grow from the decisions that they made. So family, I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. You know, I always have a three-point closing remark recap, and I'm gonna give you those 3 points. First of all, I want to talk about the one I laughed at, which is I'll start on Monday, which is better known as procrastination. A lot of times, family, we'll start on Monday, and today could be Tuesday, and then we'll say we'll start next week Monday, and then Monday comes around and we don't do anything. I challenge you, family, to stop saying that. I challenge you to find a way to say, you know, instead of starting next week Monday, I'm going to start today. If not today, I'm going to start tomorrow. Reason why is because the longer you keep putting off, and I'm guilty of it, I'll raise my hand. The longer you keep putting off, the further out is going to go. Eventually, you'll forget about it and take no action. Another thing is that I recommend as well is the fear of success, family. A lot of times when you have success on a project and leading a project, you could feel a way that, wow, you know, I was really, my team really showed up. We really delivered this project on time, on budget, within scope, and the quality was amazing. And you get a new project and now you're nervous because you're starting to have that self-talk, that inner talk, like, oh man, I don't know if we're going to be able to deliver on that project that we done before. So again, family, look at that piece as well. And then my last and final one that I really want to share with you, which I kind of hit it on the last one, is that negative self-talk. We all do it. We're all victims to this, but we don't have to be a victim. We can be a victor and start pouring into our mind more positive, more, you know, reassuring, and start having that self-belief. Because self-belief starts with, guess what? You, self-belief. So, family, I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. I do understand it was long, but I'm really, truly passionate about the motivation, about the inspiration, about the mindset of project managers, project coordinators, etc. Because I don't care if I give you all the tools in the world. I don't care if I show you how to build a schedule or a project management plan. I don't care if I teach you how to do a RAID queue log. All of those things will not matter if you do not have the mindset, if you do not walk in and believing that, yes, I got this. Yes, I'm going to believe and trust in my team. I'm going to empower my stakeholders. If you cannot develop that mindset, it doesn't matter. You will not have the success that you thought you could have. Until next time, you know my slogan, family, I'm out.